Well, good morning. My name is Marshall. I'm part of the leadership team here, and we are going through a series called How To. And last week, we were delivered a feast, and one of those feasts that you go away and you think, I want to go back. I'd like to go to that restaurant again. And Bruce delivered a meal to us last week that was delicious. I'd like to thank him publicly. Sometimes we forget that we are all gifts to the church, and when we exercise and we live in those gifts, it's good for us. And Bruce has an exceptional teaching gift that leaves you full of things. So, my task today is to talk to you about how to hear from God. This is a simple yet a profound thing to think about, that God is a speaking God. If you think of the religions that there are around the world, Christianity is one of the very few that actually expects God to continually be speaking. And if you are a child of the King, every word he speaks is positive, encouraging, for your good, and for our good. Why? Because it's not about what we deserve, it's about who we are. Children of our loving Heavenly Father. And not just children, we are dearly loved children. Chris and I were out last evening. We went down to visit some friends of ours. I was going to say old friends. I guess we kind of all are. They're of our age and stage in life. Friends from back in Brighton days. And you start to feel your age when at about 8:30, 9 o'clock, you're playing around the world table tennis outside. If you've never played it, you have a racket, you're all running around the table, hoping you can get to the other end of the table by the time the ball gets there and hit it back. We were having such a laugh. I ache this morning. I really, really do. But we got home at about 11:30 last night. Matt and Rachel are there. It's my son and daughter. They're babysitting for Annie and Eliza, our grandchildren, who are asleep upstairs in our house. And just as I was about getting ready to go to bed, James and Susie arrived at about 10 to 12 and sort of thing. And you know what? I loved it. They're my kids, my grandchildren. And I couldn't think of anything better except if Mark and Carrie had just showed up as well. And it was just fantastic. And then this morning, bright and early, two little faces appear beside my bed. And there's Annie and Eliza. Papa, can we have a cuddle? And then the next thing I know, Annie is just laying on me, just wrapping her arms around me. And she's saying, Papa, I love you. And we've got this little thing where we sing this to each other. And she just was there, and I just thought, that's dearly loved as best as I can. And that's not even close to what it means to be dearly loved by the Father. And I put this quote up here. I think it's an amazing quote. I feel so much is tied up in knowing who we are in Christ and seeing, hearing from God as being part of our normal Christian life. Naturally supernatural. You could think, what book did I read that in? Could I give you the title of it? Who is the author? That author is leading our children's work at the moment. Over there, a room and a half over, looking after our kids. Ann sent that to me last night. I thought, I can't think of a better way to start. And then I just popped out to see Ann, and on the way back, Ruth came up to me, and she just said, are you all right? And I said, yeah, I just need to... She said, I just feel I've got something to share. Ruth, could you just say that quote for us? Hearing from God is not what you do, but who you are. You know, when God says something twice to you, totally out of the blue, he's probably trying to communicate something. If you are a dearly loved child of God, he is speaking about you all the time. He's not like me who struggles to multitask, especially in the last week of term. There were points in time, and I got accused of it this morning, that I was just aimlessly wandering. And I was. It's that, you know, it's that end of term when I actually had a set of parents come up to me, and they were talking to me about their child who I've taught for 3 years, because I have a multi-age class, and they've been in my class for 3 years, and I couldn't remember the child's name. But it's just that time of year, and if you're a teacher, you know the last week of term, you're kind of off timetable, and it should be easier, and it's the hardest week to keep going, because you're just giving out everywhere and trying to get this done and that sorted and classroom sorted and that moved out of there because the cleaner is going to come in there, and you're hoping your classroom is going to be left perfect and pristine when you get back, and actually it looks like a bomb has gone off twice. I couldn't remember the child's name. God is never like that. And if he did forget, all he's got to do is this. That's all he's got to do. It's written there. And he loves us so much that he never stops speaking about you. Think about that for a moment. Right now, with all that there is to be worried about and concerned about in the universe, he's talking about you. And it's good. Because he has plans for you. Plans that are good. Plans for you to prosper. Plans for you to know his blessing. Plans that will help you in the difficult times and will bless you in the good times. That's the sort of God that we have. He is not sitting on a throne judging you and throwing condemnation at you for what you do or don't do. He is sitting there looking at you and saying, mine, 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 mine. Anybody remember the film where there's seagulls flying and they're trying to chase after a little fish? And they get, if you haven't seen it, Finding Nemo. There's a classic moment. Seagulls are flying. I was going to get the video clip, but I didn't have time. And they're flying, and they get stuck in the sail of a boat. And all their beasts are going, mine, 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 mine. And they're after that one fish. Well, that's what God is like with you. Totally obsessed with you. That's the kind of God we have. And when we've got a God like that, the difficult thing is not his side of the coin, it's our side. And our side is, number one, to actually believe that and accept it and live it. And two, is then to listen to see what God is actually saying to us. And it is a wonderful thing to know that God is constantly speaking to us because of who we are. So I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you just for 30 seconds to give thanks for who you are, and then say, let me hear. In the book of Proverbs, actually the first proverb, the writer of the proverb writes this: for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young, let the wise get very busy, try out the latest app on their phone, panic, get worried, go for lots of counseling, spend hours beating your head against, oh, hang on. Maybe I should go back to be biblical. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. And let the discerning get guidance for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. If you want to be wise, we need to listen. If I want to be foolish, I don't. And you know, I have proved at the latter of that many times. That I've been foolish enough to believe the lies of the enemy, to get fearful when I didn't need to make wrong decisions because I've either been in a hurry or haven't wanted to hear what the Spirit was saying. And I've been foolish. But I thank God that He doesn't hold that against me, because I come back to that point, I'm a dearly loved child. And it's who I am that's the important bit. And immediately as I start to listen, I don't hear Him scolding me for not listening last time. I don't hear Him being like me, a teacher, who's telling them off for not paying attention or moving their peg down or taking away their golden time or making them stay in a break to finish their work because they weren't paying attention. I am so glad that God is not like me. Do you want to say that a bit louder? I don't think they heard it over there, Ruth. I got an amen. And I would agree with you, Ruth, 125%. I am so glad that God is not like me. But the more I listen, the more I become like Him. And that makes me wise. Because the more I become like Him, the more I hear what He's saying. And the more I get right in living life. And the more I walk His path. And the more I find strength in Him. And so, let the wise listen. So I'll ask you a question. Do you want to be wise or foolish? And you might say that's a silly question. No, it's one of the most profound questions you'll be asked today. Do you want to be wise or do you want to be foolish? I hope your answer is wise. So what do you need to do? Listen, because we have a speaking God, and He's always speaking about you, and everything He says is good, and everything He says is wonderful, and everything He says is helpful, and everything He says is encouraging, and everything He says is according to His plan and purposes for your life, and they're good. They're very, very good. You know, knowing God's voice is a tricky thing. We live in a world that bombards us from the time we wake up till the time we go to sleep, and sometimes even the middle of our sleep because we can't get away from it because we're dreaming about what's bombarded us during the day of things. Advertisements, television, radio. You're on Facebook and there's a million adverts running down the side of it. Anytime you interact with anything, we are bombarded with it. You know, some of the kind of sci-fi movies, they even have as you're walking through a shop that the electronic signs are reading your eyes so they know who you are, and they change the advert to actually speak your name. And so Simon might be walking down and they're going, "Oh, hello, Simon. Would you like a shave this morning? We have a good barber that's ready for you." Or, you know, it might be, who could I pick on? It could, you know, it could be any one of a million things, you know. It could be Owen. Owen, good morning, Owen. Hope you're having a great day. There's a barber just around the corner for those lovely locks. Or Peter, there's a lovely clothing shop just over there that sells black and other colors if necessary. I better be careful, because what was it someone said about you the other day about the size in God? Yeah, footprints are huge. You know, how big are God's footprints? Well, they're big as Peter's, sort of thing. So, you know, we're bombarded with information all of the time. Someone, I don't know how they do this, but they actually said, they did a survey and they realized that in a normal day of a human in Western society, you are bombarded with 10,000 adverts every day in one way or another. 10,000. 10,000 choices you're thinking to ignore. The amount of emails I get that I haven't asked for. The amount of phone calls I get that I haven't asked them to phone me for. That's, you know, you can't even get away from it in the quietness of your home sometimes. But hearing God's voice in the midst of all of the noise that's out there sometimes can be tricky. But yet, His voice is the most powerful voice in the universe. It's the most powerful sound. No other voice said, "Let there be." And out of nothing, not out of what was, making something new, but out of nothing, all of creation happened. And the God of the universe looked at it and said, "It's good." No other voice spoke and created man and then looked at it and said, "It's very good." And that same powerful voice is speaking about you. So don't think He's got one voice that does the great and then a squeaky voice that's about you. It's that same creative, powerful, and you can look at a situation and you think there is no way this can be solved or happen. And there is. Because the God who can create everything out of nothing can sort your problem when there's no solution. And He'll speak, and we need to be listening. Psalm 33:6 says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry hosts by the breath of His mouth." You know, I'm not a scientist, but sometimes I just read things just to expand my understanding of the universe. And as I do that, it expands my understanding of God. And when you consider that our sun, which is however many millions and millions of light of years away or miles away from us, and then, but it's got enough heat to just perfectly keep our planet going, and it can burn my skin at that distance if I'm out in it for any length of time. And yet our sun is considered small. And here it says, "By the breath of His voice, the stars were created." And our planet, our tiny little planet in the universe, and there's apps you can go on, and it'll show you the size of the Earth in comparison to other bodies that are out there that have been discovered and that. And all of a sudden, we become a speck compared to the mass of orbs that make up the universe that God holds in the palm of His hand. And He just speaks, and there they are. What a voice we have. Psalm 29 says, "The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oak and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all cry, glory. When God speaks and we hear his voice, our heart should be crying, glory. His glory. His working through me. I want to hear more. I want to hear this voice of God. But you know, the voice of God can be frightening as well. The writer to Hebrews refers to that. And I'm just going to just change programs here. Does it work for me? Hebrews, it says, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking that those who hear it beg that no further word be spoken to them. So you don't come to that sort of mountain. And he's referring back to the Old Testament under the law, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling with fear. If you're under law, that's the sort of voice that you hear. But who are we? We're products of grace. We're children of the new covenant. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. Hand up if one of your name is written there. So this is you. This is me. To the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven, you have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. Getting the idea? We've got a God who speaks. And so when we're thinking, when we're praying through how to hear from God, there are some tips. There are some ways that we hear from God. Now, I've asked a few people to help me at this point. And I gave them a challenge. The challenge was this. And in 50 words or less, Jim?
You said 55.
50 words or less. To come and share how they hear from God. And I've chosen a wide selection of people who you know, if you're part of our family and love and hopefully trust, and if you're visiting with us, these are not people who would have a big platform, who do not come saying, thus saith the Lord. They come to sharing from their heart. So if you're one of those people, could I ask you to come and join me just for a moment? You can clap. We can welcome them. Are we on? If we turn off mine and turn this one on. There we go. Ruth wants to be first. That's a surprise.
No, I thought you said, how do we know it's him?
She wasn't. No. You can share. Have you got your 50 words?
Well, there's just a bit more. David said I could talk slowly, so because I've got 55 words. No, but there's just a bit more. But I thought...
That's okay. Just share what you've got.
Okay. I asked Father God on Monday, how did I know that it's him, and he said like a soft voice in my thoughts, in my heart, I have put my spirit inside you, and that assurance comes from within. And because I like poetry, he said, so you know it's not just a passing whim. The Bible says when you become a born again believer, this happens. because you are sons and daughters, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. And can I just say a little bit more, actually?
If I said no, she'd say it anyway. So.
No, on Monday morning, David lost his watch. So we said to God, where's his watch? Panic, we couldn't find it. So in a quiet time, I said, Lord, where is David's watch? And he said it was on his jumper, but I didn't believe him because it wasn't logical. Because sometimes when God says things, it doesn't seem logical, and I look somewhere else. But then I looked on his jumper, and there it was. Because it's, a sticky one.
Brilliant. Thank you. So that inner voice, that just hearing what God is saying.
Hello, Martin.
That's two words.
Okay, so I've just written down that I hear God through his word, the Bible, which I love. But it's usually because I've asked for guidance or for choice. I hear through the caution of the Holy Spirit. Often it's not this way, try this way. And through circumstances, perhaps unexpected circumstances at times, and through other people, friends that I trust, through preaching and prophecy. And the extra words that I've got are from Scripture. I just want to read John 16, verses 12 and 13. Jesus is talking, a long dialogue with his disciples, and he says, oh, there is so much more I want to tell you, but you can't understand it right now. When the Holy Spirit, who is truth, comes, he shall guide you into all truth, for he will not be presenting his own ideas, but will be passing on to you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jim. Jim is our treasurer as well, and so he's good with numbers, can't you tell? He actually came up to me a couple of weeks ago, and he said, have you heard the story about the accountant? He said, there's three types of accountants, those that can count and those that can't.
Okay, so I've kept mine to 52 words. So when I pray, I hear God, if I still my mind and listen for his answer, though sometimes images arrive unbidden. I see a picture or words and have a sense of the meaning, whether it's for me, a specific person, or everyone. Writing things down helps, and the words flow with God's message.
Fantastic. Well done. Thank you. Ringing any bells with you? Yeah?
Mine's also 52 words. I hear from God through images and thoughts in my head or remembering things I've seen or heard. Sometimes a person comes to mind too. Sometimes my heart beats fast for me to share it in that moment, or it's like a whisper. If I'm not focused, I might miss it.
Fantastic. Thank you.
I thought the others might share about words and pictures and scripture and stuff, so... This is God speaking to me using the sky in exactly 50 words. There could be some slightly dodgy grammar to get it down to 50. Walking the dog after 9 p.m, seeing spectacular sunsets. Recently, red, pink, purple against grey, one side. Orange, blue, cream, the other way. It's like God gives me a glimpse of his majestic splendor and how blessed I am by him. Next night, nothing, dull, cloudy. But God's saying, when you think you can't see me, I'm still here.
The heavens declare. God speaking. Thank you so much to each of you who shared and spent the time doing that. it's often hard to hone it down and to get it down. We sometimes do this 100-word story challenge at school. And some of the children will write 23 words and think they've had 100, and some will write 350 words and think they have 100. But trying to get it to that point. But each one of these, very different in character, very different in what they shared, but yet that same thing, God is speaking. Now, I haven't heard before what they had to say than just now. Anne sent me through an email, because as I said, she's out with the children, and this is what she wrote to me. And again, it was 53 words. For me, it's being about believing God wants to talk to me and experiencing him too. It's being secure in who I am in him. Sometimes I feel awkward and get it wrong, but the times that obedience and taking a risk lead to people encountering the love and kindness of God are priceless. This is hearing from God. Ways that we hear from God. Through the Word of God. If you're not reading your Bible, you will not hear what God is saying. Simple as that. Read the Bible. Read it regularly. Read it often. Read lots of it at times. Read a little bit of it at times. If you haven't got much time in the morning, read one verse before you go out. You don't have to spend hours doing in-depth Bible studies and coming out with 20 pages of notes. Get that word into your spirit, into your heart, just into your thinking, and away you go. And at other times when you've got time, dig in deep. God will speak to you through his word, because it's powerful and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is the only living, alive word on the face of the planet. Nothing else comes near to it. He speaks through other people. Some people have a prophetic gifting. Some just hear from God. Some will come up to you and they'll encourage you with a scripture, with a word. Just a, how are you today? And they actually mean it. God speaks through other people. If we hide ourselves away, that's why he's put us in family. That's not why we're Christian individual. We're Christian family together and relating together. He speaks through our conscience and our intuitions. Some people think intuitions are a bad thing. But if we have the mind of Christ, he is just prompting us with his prompts, his holy prompts. We learn and we grow to be more like Christ, and we don't have to deeply think every decision that we make. Sometimes we do. But if I'm going to the cupboard and I'm thirsty and I open the cupboard, I don't need a blinding revelation written in the sky whether to have coffee, tea, or hot chocolate. Just like when someone's coming towards me and they look a bit needy, I don't need a specific word to get involved. I just need to be like Christ and to bless them. And it might be as a prayer as I go past. It might be to give them an ice cream. It might be just to talk to them. It might be just simply to smile. It might be the only smile they get that day. Some people will get visions. They'll actually see things that God is giving to them almost in 3D, and it's alive. Others will dream dreams. The Bible talks about old men dreaming dreams. I don't dream yet. So how many dreams have you had recently, Pat? Regularly. Well, there you go. There we go. You know which age bracket to put you in then. knowing that you know that you know that you know. It's that inner conviction of the Spirit. It seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us. Divine knowledge. You just wake up. You fell asleep and you woke up and it was clear. How many have ever had that? You've been wrestling with something. Something's been on your heart. You might even find it difficult to get to sleep. But when you wake up in the morning, there's peace and it's sorted. The psalmist says, even when I put my head on my pillow and sleep, teach me your ways. You know, we might have anywhere between 5 and teenagers 25 hours sleep a day. You know, why not ask God, just as you're nodding off, teach me in the next 6-7 hours My brain is shut off. My spirit is still alive. Teach me things. I used to memorize scripture when I was a child. Find it much more difficult now. But if I, the last few minutes before I went to sleep, went over and over and over a Bible verse, when I woke up in the morning, it was there. And I can recite many of those that I learned when I was 12, 13 years old. Not so many in the last year or two that are new. What about actually what we see? Jesus used parables. You know, some people think, you know, how did Jesus get downloads from heaven? I think there was times he was walking along and he saw a field. It was white. It was ready to be harvested. And what did God, the Father say to him out of this? The fields are white unto the harvest. And you read through the parables. I don't think he woke up in the morning and sat down with his MacBook and wrote the parable out. He was just walking along. Consider the birds of the air. Consider the grass in the field. Look at this. Don't forget that God speaks through his creation as well. I was praying with some people the other day, and just on the collar of my jacket, I noticed the little sign of a compass. And I felt God say something through that about somebody that was in that meeting. And some of the fruit of that has been posted on our website that's come out of when we prayed, along with lots of other words that were given that week, that time as well. Are you actually hearing? Okay? Are we actually hearing? Do we listen? Do we expect God to speak? I trust that we do. Here's a little exercise for you. Okay? So, give yourself a little bit of a shake. And it's simple. I want you to turn to a neighbor, preferably not your husband and wife if possible, because they will know the answer to this, and tell them your name, address, and telephone number. You ready? So, you turn to a neighbor, preferably not your husband or wife, and tell them your name, address, and your telephone number. You ready? My name is Marshall Wayne Scheidel. I live at 45 Buxton Road, Elsham, NR11, 6UB. My phone number is 01263-731-525. Okay, let's gather back in. Nice and quick. Are you ready for a question? What is my middle name? What is my middle name? Trouble, yeah. I will ask you why more of you don't know that, because I just told you. I purposely asked Peter not to turn my microphone off, and at the same volume that I'm speaking to you now, I told you my name, my address, and my phone number. So why don't you all know what my middle name is? You were not listening to me. My name is Marshall Wayne Scheidel. My address is 45 Buxton Road, Elsham, NR11, 6UB. My phone number is 01263-731-525. What is my middle name?
Wayne.
It's not because I wasn't speaking, it's because you weren't listening. Now you can say that's a bit cruel, but that's what life is like. It's just a little example of if we're focused on lots of other things, even things that you've been told to do or feel important, you will not necessarily hear what God is saying. And that's where we have our regular ears for listening, but we have to turn our spiritual ears on to hear what God is saying. If you're in the midst of difficulty or pleasure, joy or worry, listen. He is speaking. He is speaking. So, in 3 minutes flat, let's get practical. How do you listen? Three rules. Sit down, shut up, listen. I can't say it any more than that. Sit down, shut up for a while, and listen. So often we don't hear from God because we're so busy babbling on about the problems and the worries, we don't let him get a word in edgewise. When to listen? Guess. All the time. All the time. What to do? What to do when you hear? Respond. Take it on board. Find someone to pray it through with you if you're not quite sure. Weigh it against Scripture. Share it with someone else. Or pray for more. Keep listening. You know, if God is speaking all the time, he hasn't said everything in the last 3 minutes. Keep listening. Well, I know what to do for today, but I don't know what to do about tomorrow. Well, guess what? He does. Keep listening. And pray. When God speaks, probably 10% of what he says we need to say to someone else, because he's speaking about them. And 90% of what he says, just pray. Just pray. Bring it back to him and say, now what? And he'll give you the next steps. How to hear from God? It's who we are, children of the living God. What do we need to do? Listen. And he will speak. He will speak. Just before the meeting started, we were at the back there, and I was praying. And I do this because it's good. I said, God, what do you want to say? What are you saying to us? And how many of you know those vending machines that you go up and you look at it and there's all the selections in there and you have to push A15 to get the package of crisps that you want? And there's kind of those spirally things that pushes it forward. How many of you ever put your money and pressed A15 and either nothing happens or A14 moved or A15 moves and it gets stuck? Yeah, and you always see them in movies where somebody goes up and they know just the spot to bang it and it goes live, or they get their arm stuck trying to reach up in to get it out, that sort of thing. I just saw one of these completely lit up, and it was a dark room, but one of these was lit up. It was attracting everything to it. And on every one of the hooks were good things. Good things for you and for me. And the wonderful thing was, as you walked towards it, instead of you saying, I want, it was saying, you need. And as you walked towards it, there was no panel to reach out and type, punch in. It just began to vend what you needed. And I felt God saying, what do you want? Because I know what you need. Come to me. I'll speak it over you. And when I speak, the whole universe takes note. Are you listening? Simon.
If you want to close. Thank you, Marshall. So helpful. Brilliant. Just as we come to a close this morning, just as I was praying this morning, a couple of things I felt God put on my heart. I felt him saying there would be someone here this morning who has a skin condition with their feet, particularly their feet. As a youngster, I suffered terribly with athlete's foot. So it might be something like that. And I felt God say it might even be a child here who might not be in at the moment, but out in their time. And if you're the parent of that child and you think you'd like someone to pray for them, I'd love to do that. But if that's you, got some kind of skin condition with your feet, I'd love to pray for that. And then just one other thing, I just felt God drop in my heart that there'd be someone here who, possibly this week or recently, there's been a significant date which stirs up very difficult things from the past. And I just felt a sense that each year this date comes round, you are impacted terribly by it. And it's not just the kind of normal remembering kind of grief, sadness associated with a date that's difficult, but I felt God say that actually it produces something that's, there's a really kind of debilitating kind of darkness or kind of depression within you whenever that date comes around each year. It is triggered by that, an emotional, spiritual, maybe even a physical kind of debilitating thing. So again, if that's you, we'd love to pray for you this morning. If you'd like prayer for anything else, if you're unwell, you're in pain, or there's anything else you'd like someone to pray with you, we'd love to do so. Please come and grab Marshall or Peter or myself or Bruce, or just come to the front. We'd love to pray for you. So what a superb morning. Hasn't that been a great time together? Hope you've been really encouraged. Hope you feel like you've encountered God, you've heard from God, you've received his love and his power into your heart. Can I encourage you? Come this evening for more. Come expectant. Come ready. 7 o'clock back here. Let's just pray. And then we'll wrap up. Heavenly Father, you are so good. Thank you that you know us. You love us. Lord, you are always speaking about us and over us. Your word is creative. Your word is good. Your word brings life. Your word brings healing. Your word brings salvation. We thank you. Always you are speaking over us and to us. Holy Spirit, help us to hear. Thank you that you have given us the ability. We recognize our Father's voice. We recognize the shepherd's voice. Lord, help us to take on board what you've been saying, to be obedient, to make time, to listen. In every situation we ask, thank you, Lord. Amen.